Megan.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good too. Anyways, so we're gonna start. It's already recording. So
Okay.
hi you guys. This is Esmeralda. I haven't recorded in a long time, but I have my friend Megan, who also does work for me on the side online, here with us. And we had not done a test run, right, Megan? We had not logged on to record.
No, we haven't.
No, we haven't. So I thought that she was going to be able to join, and then I would be, okay, let's chat a little bit, and then we could start recording. So I have like a smooth intro, and I couldn't do that. So it said right away that as soon as she connected, it was going to start recording. So I don't have control over that. If I do, I haven't logged in like in a year. You guys know that. Sadly, I'm sorry, but it's like, okay, as soon as someone joins, is going to start recording. So I want to try like a smooth entrance and he's introduced her, but we're fine. So I have on and off asked Megan to be able to try to interview me so I can get a little bit more of a different insight on what I do, my career, basically my journey and how I met Megan. We met online, we met on Instagram. So I think I did not scroll down to my whole things, but in the past, I haven't done this in a while, I used to give out books. And I think Megan, I think she won. I did a giveaway. Do you remember, Megan, or you don't?
I don't really remember how we met, but I think it was for some book. Yeah, I just don't remember what book.
Yeah, I don't think it matters what book, but I think that's how it happened. I've met a few people online. Like, I don't know if you remember, Megan, I had a guy come in, his name's Amit, and we met over Twitter, and I did my first podcast was with him. I haven't spoken to him in a while, but my first podcast was with him. But I'm going to start by introducing you, and I just needed to have like a little icebreaker because I haven't recorded in a while. But Megan, on and off, is going to try to co-host with me. I've asked her, and she's been so nice to do it. But Megan, again, we met online. I had asked her that I wanted her to do some work for me on the side contracting because she's in different businesses and she does work on the side for social media and stuff like that. She's an entrepreneur as well, so we both are. And there was just something about Megan. I don't even know how it happened. I just randomly asked you. And I think you thought it was probably weird because you're like, you don't even know me and stuff like that. I don't know if you remember that conversation. Do you remember a little bit?
Yeah, I remember a little bit of that.
Yeah, but she's like, oh, thank you for, choosing me. Because it was random. Like, we've literally, we've never met. We've done FaceTime and Zoom calls and stuff like that because we communicate on and off because, you do some work for me, but we've never met face-to-face. One time when you came down, we were supposed to, not supposed to meet, but I think we wanted to meet, but you didn't have time because you're in L.A., and I'm mostly in North Cal, the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. But you had a bunch of fun things to do. But Megan's also a mom. She has kids, and she's a wife. Do you want to add a little bit more about yourself? Anything. It doesn't matter.
So I am a mom. I have two kids, and I started my entrepreneurial journey after I had my oldest son, my first. And the goal was just to be able to be a stay-at-home mom, but also provide income to the family. And so I started my own businesses. And then once I got onto social media, I eventually met Esmeralda, and yeah, that's just
the rest is history. Yeah, I think that's every entrepreneur's, like, that's when we start. I think that's the main thing. When I started, and I'm gonna talk more about it. As of right now, like, I just, but I think especially when someone's a parent, not just a mom, but mostly moms are the ones who are entrepreneurs and small business owners. That's the main thing. We want to be our own boss, and we have our own reasons to be our own boss.
Yes.
But so when I started, like, because I was thinking, I was like, do I want to talk about really when I started, like, my, I'm not going to say that I did something illegal, but I was going to say my legal business. But just because when I was a minor, I used to help out my mom or people, and I would charge them, you know? And I mean, you could kind of, I mean, a lot of us start like that. And I'm like, do I really want to, where do I want to start? Do I want to start when I was 16 and I got my little first job, or when I was under 16 and I did little things to be able to win money? You know, like, and I think we all, every entrepreneur, when they're big, they have that. So I was under, you know, under 16, and I used to do little things to be able to get money. Oh, probably wasn't even that old, probably 14 or 15, but as soon as I turned 16, I got my first job in retail. And I was super excited. Like, thankfully, if I needed something, my dad would help me. And but I always wanted to be by myself. And fast forward to my high school career, I had retail jobs, and as soon as I when I graduated college, when I graduated high school, I was basically already 18 because I was born in October, so I went in late to school. So I kind of already knew what I wanted to do. I want at that time, because right now it totally has changed. Was your journey the same? Because I want to go back and forth, because I want to have, like, it's not only about me, it's also about bringing somebody in the conversation to see how we both started, because it's not just about me, because you're gonna on and off be a guest in the podcast unless you decide not to. No, I'm just kidding. So did you have a little sense that you wanted to have your own business when you were in high school?
So when I was younger, I started off the same way, just making like little things and selling it. But I don't think I really thought I wanted to be an entrepreneur or going into business. I actually went all throughout high school and even into community college wanting to go into becoming a nurse or a doctor. But after having kids, my like mind changed because I realized I wanted to help people still, but becoming a doctor or nurse just didn't have that time freedom for me to be with my kids. So I decided to go into entrepreneurship because I can still help people, but just I guess like in a different way. And it also provided income. So that's kind of how I got into business, but it wasn't really something that I thought I was going to be, when I was younger.
Yeah, so I did. So when I was in high school, again, I always had my jobs. I actually graduated with extra credits, because, and I only had 4 classes my senior year, because in junior years where I really started thinking about, like, do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? So in my head, I'm like, I want to. So in my head, I'm like, okay, healthcare technology, those are going to be the biggest fields, blah blah. And again, I have a stay-at-home mom, you know, and my parents divorced, so my dad is the one who worked, but my parents divorced very young, and my mom did nothing with her life. Like, she was a, I'm not saying she did nothing, you know, because she was a stay-at-home mom, but she, her career, she doesn't have one. Like, right now she has an okay job, but I did everything on my own. Not, so I had, like, I might as well have been from, like, a different country. Like, I had no say of nothing. So little did I know, healthcare is kind of like a shitty field, not to be fucking rude, but oh, and I wanted a disclaimer, but I forgot again, because I'm always, you know, I'm just always like for free talk and stuff like that, you know, free conversation. But if you're new, I should have done this at the beginning, but if you have followed me before, you know that my podcasts are not like as structured, like if it's like if you're reading like a little book or an essay, it's not like that. It's just a free conversation, and it's just kind of how I am too. I mean, I Megan is coming in on and off to be able to have more of a structure, and I'm gonna try to get more guests on the podcast, so I won't have these little side notes. But that's kind of how a conversation is, and I think that's how I'm not saying I've been super successful with it, but the podcast does have, I would say, a lot of people who would listen. I'm not. I don't know if they're still here. I haven't been on in a year, so maybe they have fallen off. I don't know. But That's mainly the main, I feel, because of that. It's a little bit different. It does attract people, but I also want to attract different people. So we're gonna have a little bit more of a conversation, hopefully later on. But I do on and off say bad words. I don't mean it to be rude or anything, but then like I have a big mouth. Like I'm not really gonna hold back. I'm not like that. I don't wanna portray that I'm like that. So just a disclaimer on the side. I should have said this at the beginning, but if you know me, you know me. If you don't, that's how it is. So anyways, back to what I was saying. I think it's kind of like a shitty field. Now, in my 30s, because I'm in my 30s, if you follow me on Instagram, you know, because I have posted about my birthday like the past 2, 3 years. But in my head, I'm like, okay, healthcare and technology, they're gonna, I mean, tech is, but that is a different story. That's a different story. You know, it's different for minorities in the tech industry, period. And healthcare, so in my head, again, I didn't have a lot of resources, and I was an average student. So I don't want to last too long, but I'm like, okay, this is what I'm gonna do. So there was more things into it, so I decided that supposedly me, I was gonna, for a second, I did think I was gonna do a 4-year college. But I'm like, you know what? And I had this aha moment in high school, and I still, this is one of the things that has stayed with me is, oh, when you go into the fields, you're gonna want experience too. You're gonna want other skills. I didn't know what they were called, but they're called soft skills. You're gonna need that experience, not just your degree. So what I did is after, okay, so I also had like a, I took a computer class. We call it ROP. Do you know what ROP is, Megan?
Yes, we had that at our school too.
Yeah, funny because some people don't know what that means, but that is basically you go into a class and it takes a lot of like 2, 3 periods, and it kind of, and you get a certificate and it says you did something. It's kind of like basically like a job, and some people are really hooked up with jobs because you learn a skill and then you go into the field. It's basically what it is. So I did computer classes and like admin business stuff, and then I did also cosmetology, because I literally, when I was 15, 16, I was like, I want to study hair, blah, blah. And then I even thought, I was like, maybe I can own my own salon, because I started doing research, very little research, okay, and I literally had to borrow a computer. I didn't have a computer. Did you have a computer in high school? Because we have a pretty big age gap. It's not too big, but it kind of is. Did you have a computer in high school? Did you own a computer? Excuse me, that's what I meant to say.
Well, I had a computer in high school, but it was like passed down from my aunts. So it was a really, really old computer. So whenever I needed to do homework or anything, I usually went to the school library to do a lot because that computer was so slow, but it did work.
Sorry, I took a sip of water. So anyways, this was quite, again, like my mom married, you know, my stepdad, who she's not with anymore, and he didn't make like a lot of money. You know, we lived fine. But obviously all the extra stuff that were barely coming out, because it wasn't too far after that the computers barely started hitting the schools. By high school, we all had, there was computers, it was obtainable. You know, they were all there. It's not like if I had to search for anything. But it's not like right now that I buy a computer for like $100. Who knows? Maybe back then it was. I don't remember. But anyways, doing research, I'm like, man, these people don't really make a lot, blah, blah. And I was on my own. I had nobody to help me. So I don't want to stay too much in high school, because then I go rambling around. This is, you know. Long story short, I'm gonna try to fast forward it. When I graduated, a month after I graduated, I was already enrolled in a small private school. They are labeled as for profit because they kind of are for profit. But later on, if you're a business person, like if you've studied business, because not just because you're an entrepreneur, you're gonna know this, they don't have the same acumen and background. If you understand business, you understand that a nonprofit and so in a business, being nonprofit doesn't mean you don't make money. And that is something that later on I do want to like teach people, because people have a different mentality. I don't know why, but all the schools I went to are considered for profit. There's the small private schools. So again, I had done, I did an, I have an AA, an Associate of Applied Science in Medical Assisting. So that is not a certificate. So it does not mean that you have to go into this title, it was a major. People don't understand that either, especially when they hear a major and they know there's a title somewhere, somebody has a job with that title. That's not what it means. So it's not a certificate. So it was an actual degree. So I chose that because in that degree, it's a lot of units. I don't know if anybody has ever had, did you ever look into like a small private school and see their associate's degrees and see how many classes you take?
No, I never looked into that.
Dude, at that time, I didn't know, but it's a lot. So they're career focused. So with my AS in medical assisting, I studied clinical stuff, even stuff that somebody with a certain title does not do, because it's not nursing. It's not for an RN. It's not for an LVN. When you do that, you have a major in registered nursing or an LVN. You majored in vocational, licensed vocational nurse. It was not that. But I did everything from like drawing blood, which I don't even think RNs do that. It's phlebotomist. So I did everything. And then not just studied that, I studied the admin part of it, the office of it, and the billing and coding. So I did it for that reason, because in my head, I'm like, okay, this is just a start. I knew I wanted to be a manager. I wanted to be like a top person in management and in the business. No matter what I did, I wanted to be up there. So I did have that goal. I did not understand how fascinated I was with business. So I was like, okay, after my associates, I want a bachelor's in business administration, you know? I got my AS, and then I went back for an AA, which is just a few more classes to complete to fully go into, to be able to transfer. That's how they do it in that school, because usually when you go to a four-year college, you basically do that, but you don't come up with two different degrees. You just come out with your bachelor's.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if people know that. When you're, I don't, I think, I don't, they don't, I don't think they tell you that. I don't know why they don't explain it to you. But again, even if you're not for profit and you go to a four-year college, they're not going to sell it to you like that. So anyways, after I did that, I mentioned it. After I, you see, I said I was going to fast forward and I didn't because I talk a lot. After I graduated within a month, I was already enrolled in college doing what I just told you. And I was working in a hospital in the business office. So after 2 years of that being in that business office, I left. This was a hospital. This was a county hospital. I left and I said to myself, okay, you're going to go and let me study different sides of healthcare and health services and it'll help me. And then I went to a regional center and then I went to a nursing association to deal with hospice. So fast forward to a few more years after that, I'm like already 5-6 years into like my career. I went to another school for a BBA, which is a bachelor's of business administration. I had an issue with financing. They claimed they were going to in-house finance me and they didn't. So I had to drop. I was when I tell you that I was devastated, Megan, I think I literally cried one time in the shower. I was so upset. I was pissed. I was so upset. So basically that time was taken. I mean, I learned a lot, but that time was taken. So after the BBA, I did a BS in technical management, which is a business degree. It's just not a business major. Do you know the difference when people say they have this type of degree or like a major?
No. Well, like, I don't know. I just know that something about major is just like they took a couple classes, and then degree is like when they actually studied everything for that. No?
Okay, no. Like, so when I tell you, oh, I majored in business administration, it's that's the main focus of the degree. But yes, there's two different words. But so a degree is what you get, and the major is a major event, you know. That was what you majored in. It's the major. There's a minor. There's an emphasis and stuff like that. But when I talk about my master, I say MBA because it's like a title. It's like a label. It's like a status. It's you know, people who know about it. And I didn't see a future for a master's. I was like, okay, I'm gonna get my bachelor's and that's it. I'm fine. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. But then, again, this BBA was bigger than my BS. So the only reason why, so my bachelor's is from DeVine, and my associates are from Heald College, which is, they were sued, I think, by the state or by certain people. There's different branches, and they are not, like, they went out of business. They were in financial distress and they went out of business. It is labeled in the media differently, but I have my legal paperwork and I have the documentation that I have. So what happened is years after I graduated college, and it was around for a while. I know many people who went to these different colleges. I don't understand. It's another thing with the media, and I think we need to talk about that later. Did you hear the echo, or is it just me?
No, I didn't hear it.
Really? I'm echoing. Okay. I don't know why. But basically, the state tries to do this to a lot of colleges, but since they don't control the colleges when they're private, when they're small private schools, they don't have much control with it as they're still under the state period and they're still accredited. Doesn't mean they're not colleges. But the bigger colleges, and obviously the Ivy League colleges and where all these, where there's more money, they're trying to play it out differently. But if somebody actually understood the Department of Education and how a college works legally, not just because, oh, I went to college, I'm a student, like, you would understand that. So what happened, I'm not going to get into what happened because then I'm going to go into another rabbit hole and Megan has to leave like in 30 minutes, under 30 minutes. We're going to need a lot. It's my fault I was late to the call, but my BS was at DeVry and they have a graduate school. There's another, so that's where I did my MBA. And I basically did it because I'm like, I'm gonna have a career. I'm gonna have a good job. I'm not gonna work at Walmart while I'm in college. And up to this day, I don't like the 4-year colleges. Do you? How many people do you know that go to a? And I didn't want to do that. I did not want to do that. Other people do it because when you go to a 4-year college, they give you more money. People don't like to say that, and you get more of a free ride. I have student loans, okay, and I fully understood what they were. But do you know that? That when people go to, like, these universities, they get a lot of money, and some of them don't even have to get a good job while they're in college.
Yeah, I've heard of some people saying that they get, like, a good amount of money just to go to the school, but sometimes they say it's not worth it because they didn't really gain too much experience from, like, an outside job because they just use that money for schooling, and that's basically all they have is just the school education. They don't have any skills or experience from any outside job because that's all they used.
Yeah, and for some people it works out, for some people it doesn't. It depends on the company, it depends who hires you. I've seen people that are kind of stupid and they have a degree and they've had a whatever little job and they get a job right away. I don't know how much they make and stuff like that, but I think you have more negotiating power. And again, some people don't care. I did. It was important to me to work, to have my independence, my own money. That was important to me. So close to 80% of my academic career in education, I have had a full profession job. So, okay, so I'm already done with my... I had a few issues with going to school and certain things that I do want to talk about as well later on. But fast forward to, let's go back to my bachelor's. So after my bachelor's, when I worked in my last basically healthcare type of job, I was finishing my bachelor's. I started going out after, and so during this time, I don't even have a bachelor's and I have pretty high ass positions working with people that were my mom's age or more as a department, as people together. So when I was finishing my bachelor's, I was basically coordinating the paperwork. I won't tell you the regulations of the regulations that the business needed to get paid and the legal stuff and all. It wasn't just billing and coding. It was not that. There was a whole different department. This was different regulations. That because if you worked in healthcare and you worked in healthcare services, sometimes you need certain documentation from the insurance and stuff like that to get certain services. So if you didn't know, now you know. So I had like I call it a midlife crisis. And I'm like, what? This is basically my second one, but this one was very deep. And you know what I started doing? I had like no guidance. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm not doing... Do you hear an echo again? Oh my God. Maybe because I'm speaking too loud. And I had like a midlife crisis. And you know what I started doing? I don't know if that's ever happened to you. And you're doing research, but it feels like a mid. We do research all the time. You know, if for some reason you know, somebody else asked you, you know what, I need you to do this with social media. Well, I've been seeing this, or I've been seeing some other stuff or whatever, or whether you do it or not, somebody who has worked with you knows that, you know, you're willing to learn and you're willing to be trained and you're willing to do different things. If for some reason I want to do something different in my business, you're always willing to accept it. Or if I do something different, I'm like, hey, you know what, I did this last time, I'm not gonna do it, we're not gonna do that, this is what we're gonna do. You're always willing to do it. So I don't know if this has ever, you know, we always do research, which is what I'm trying to say, when you're small entrepreneurs and we're always learning, but this was different. This was like, I didn't feel it now, but now I'm calling it like a midlife crisis. And I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I don't even know what brought me into my mind to do this. So you know what? I literally was on Pinterest and I was looking for like a higher guidance, somebody with a, like a female, not just any guidance. I was looking for a woman with a bigger career and something that I wanted to do. And I started to go, I was on Pinterest, and this sounds kind of awful, but you know what? I started looking on Pinterest.
Why?
I was searching girl boss, hashtag, you know, women in business. And I came across two books. I came across a lot of different things, but I came across two books. Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg and Settle for More, I think it's what it's called, by Megyn Kelly. I have not read Megyn Kelly's, but I read Halfway's Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. I, as a grown person, like as an adult, I did not know what women, minorities, people of color go through in the working industry. Like, I literally did not know. We could talk about this and that, what you went through, what I went through, because we have gone through some stuff. I literally did not know I was a statistic. Like, did you know that there's, like, did you know the diversity issues and, like, the women, like, the issues that there was in the workforce for women?
Yeah, I've heard about them, but...
When did you know that was, like, a thing? Like, it was an actual, there was data, there was history of all these issues. How old were you?
Probably, like, 20... Like 23, 24, because that's when I started seeing people posting about it and, you know, like people who you follow that, you know, talk about those kind of things. That's how I saw it. Like, I get a lot of my news from social media and then I go research from there. So,
yeah, during that time that I'm telling you, I've only been on Instagram for a few years. People have been on Instagram half of their life or their whole life. I haven't. You've been online longer than I've been online. So you've had more research. You've had more. You've been exposed to more longer than I have, surprisingly. You know, weirdly. Because, again, I wasn't about a social media person. I'm partially still not. I don't run my social media like I did. But anyways, I did not know. So I read this and I'm like, what? So... as I was finishing my bachelor's, basically my second bachelor's, even though I only have one piece of paper that says a bachelor's, you know, when I did my BS, when I was finishing my technical management degree, I was, okay, so with the bachelor's and then with a business degree, I could do like analyst, business analyst, anything in business, middle management type of stuff, not probably directly managing people. And actually I kind of could, because when you're like a middle or like, you know, it's like if you're like just like around under 5 years of experience for the most part. I haven't done research in the past because I've had my business for a while, but, and a degree, usually it's like one or the other. Sometimes they don't always require both. You could manage people. So I was getting rejected for for junior analyst. I just do a regular analyst. So I didn't live in the Bay Area. From here, I'm not from California. I don't know which one where I'm from. It's a smaller town. But I had to commute. If you want a job up here, obviously you have to commute, even if it's from like other cities. Even if you're going to upper Bay Area, like San Francisco, if you live like a few minutes away, it turns into an hour commute. Somebody, a guy literally told me, a recruiter, because I kind of questioned him, and he's like, oh, the only thing that you're, that disqualifies you is that you have to travel. You have to commute a long way for work.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that? Like, has a, I mean, who, like, how the, I literally was, and I'm like, do you think I can't drive for some reason? Like, do you think I can't drive? Do you think I can't drive up there? Like, how do you, and he's like, well, yeah, that's what they told me. That's the only thing they're saying no to you. And I was being disqualified for close to no fucking reason. And I'm like, I'm not fucking dealing with this. As soon as you try to go after, like, the little bit better jobs, and I'm not saying I didn't have a good job, because again, the jobs that I have, grown-ass people had those titles, even as I got, as I was 18, period. But when you, when I try to go after these jobs that required a degree, because obviously I had a degree, for no reason, I was being just, and after a few months, I'm like, you know what? I don't want to go through this. You're rejecting me for no ass fucking reason. And I knew there's, and you understand, you know, being in the industry, you know that sometimes they just hand out jobs to certain people in certain industries. Like if we right now, I wish I had a computer in front of me. If we right now start looking at different tech companies and looking at the demographics, it's mostly a lot of white people that they go into these jobs. And yeah, I've had managers that are not white. Yes, I know. But I'm like, you know what? You're willing. Why do I want to work for a company that's willing to hand a job to somebody else for certain reasons that are not really ethical? But yet I'm going to be treated like if you want me to get on my knees and beg for a job. So I had a conversation with a few people. Again, being in the industry already, I knew some people. I had a conversation with certain people in my industry that I knew that were pretty high positions. I knew certain executives of smaller companies and stuff like that. And I was stopped by pretty high level people. And they remembered me because in the small community of the small private schools, the classes are small. That's another thing why I liked. You're not in a class with hundreds of people. I don't like that. I don't care where it's at. Right now, I probably would be willing to go in and learn maybe if it's like a big old, like, known person. And because the teaching would be differently opposed to being a person with no resources, being taught by a person with a teacher, a bunch of other people. I wouldn't have been able to cope with it easily. I reached out to them and I'm like, hey, I don't know why I'm applying. And then at the same time, I can't get myself to keep on applying. It felt weird inside of me. I felt I didn't belong there. And going back a few more years to myself, I did want to retire early and I did want to own a business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm going to retire early and I'm going to work for these top people and for these big companies, and I'm just going to take my experience and do consulting, and I'm going to use that. So I'm going to retire early and have my other businesses with management, which is kind of what I started doing. So people were telling me, do this, do that, do more research on the companies you want to apply for, you know, because clearly something's wrong. And you know what? I took a small job, like in a small firm, that I'm not going to talk about. It wasn't like too, it wasn't like crazy a lot, but I decided to, and then I had friends. Okay, I'm going to stop for a second because I hear myself again, it's echoing because I'm on my AirPods. Let me look at the time off. So we're probably going to have to finish like in 10 minutes because you have to leave. But someone told me, you know what, you should just do something on the side, on your own, self-employed, and do more research. And that way you're doing something while you're doing more research. Because clearly these companies, there's certain stuff you don't like. And I'm like, you know what, you're right. So I found under a handful of individuals that needed help with certain products that they were trying to launch or different things that weren't in their business practice, and they're like, you do this, you know? Or there is one individual that wasn't very, that didn't have a lot of certain skills within business, and he wanted to branch out to have his not just his own business, but something specific that I don't remember if I read code. I can't tell you specifically what I was doing, but I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna basically, that's basically project management. So when you manage, project management is basically you're managing a project for an individual or a company. And it is very different than obviously working for them. So what I've taken in my project management class, it's anything. It's not something like this, but it literally is anything. If someone wants to hire me to start their own company, that is a project. If somebody wants to hire me to solve an issue, that is kind of consulting as well, but it could kind of be seen as a project. And not anybody who does project management can do that because they don't have the acumen. Some people just work directly stacking bricks and building something, and maybe and working with the client on the inner details. But other people have more talent and understand different industries that they could take on different projects. So that's what I did. After a year, when I finished with one person, I was like, you know what? I don't want to work. I don't want to depend my life for the next few years on these companies that don't give a fuck about people. And if they care about minorities, they try to make it seem like if they're giving us a handout, a help, when they do it to other demographics, they're just, it's just a hire. They just hired someone and they're good, this and that. I didn't want that. Did you ever go through that? Because I kind of want to get a little bit more conversation because I don't want to take over the. Did you ever go through any type of issue that they were like, you knew they weren't being like fair or equal to you and you just didn't like it and you're like, why would I even want to work for a company like this?
I went through similar situations, but a lot of my jobs were just not really like yours, bigger jobs. It was just mostly fast food, restaurant industry. I did go to college, but I didn't really find a career that I enjoyed, like with my degree. So I ended up just going into just like the fast food, retail, like assisting jobs just to have a job on the side. But mostly I do the business. So it's kind of hard to say if I had, because I don't have the same like problems that you had.
Yeah, no,
But
I think it's just, it's again going back to how I asked you a question, it was similar to mine, even though it was like obviously I was going into different jobs and you were going into different jobs and stuff like that. But we both had an issue that we just didn't want to be there. And thankfully, Megan, we realized it young enough because some people are, not to be rude, fucking old, almost close to retirement or just a few years. Maybe 10 years, 15 years, and that's not a lot because people live until they're 70 or 80 and they're miserable and they do not have the courage to be, you know what? I'm gonna be on my own. And you probably did it at a younger age than I did. So, anyways, after a year in my head, and this was a conversation with myself. I can't even have this conversation with like my mother because what the fuck does she know? She didn't do what I was doing. She didn't study what I was doing. It's not the same to have a conversation with somebody who their whole life has like been a stay-at-home mom. What is she gonna, what really advice is she gonna give me? Excuse me. And in my, I remember being at home and I'm like, you know what? If I end up being a W-2, which is an employee, it's gonna be a side job, and I'm just gonna do. It's not gonna be my main source of income. One time, I told somebody we were having a conversation, because during the pandemic, I was part of leadership at a warehouse with Amazon. I wasn't when I started, but I was with for a little bit, and then I left because they're just a shit company. Side note, some other conversation, a whole 3 hours of thing that I need to do, and Megan knows. I told Megan everything. We became, she's a friend now, not just someone who does work for me. I told somebody, because when they find out, when somebody when you're when you do anything, people find out that you have a small business, you're at a different, the conversation is different whether they have a business or not. So people were saying, oh, well, you don't even have to be here, a manager at the warehouse. And it was during the pandemic, so it was shit. And I'm like, no, I was like, this is a job that I have. I don't need this job. I don't remember if that was, I remember, how did I say it? Oh, this is a job that I have, not that I need. This is a job, that's all that is. So I had said to myself, you're not gonna fully depend on these companies. If you ever have to, or if you ever want to get like a little side job, it's gonna be whatever. And it's gonna have a different purpose, and I'm gonna have a different agenda. And that sounds weird, but later on, hopefully, when I get certain things that I wanna do, people will understand. But I don't need to be anywhere. I just need my business, and I've had it for like 5, 6 years. I pivoted after doing project management when the pandemic happened. I was on and off. I was, even before this, even like in my bachelor's, I was m looking at like, you know what, I need to do something online. Just have an online store. That's gonna be the future. That is the future. It's happening right now, blah blah. But it's probably even close to 4 years, maybe, that I've decided to go full time having an online store. And if you follow me on Instagram, you know that. But when I decided that, I cannot describe the feeling. It's an awful feeling, Megan. When people say, I felt like if they took the ground off me, or they pulled a rug from beneath my toes, that is literally a feeling. It's not like you're just describing like how you might have felt. I literally felt there was nothing below me, and I was gonna fall. Where I decided I'm gonna do project management on my own. I'm gonna look for more founders and this and that. And I ended up doing it. Did you? I'm sure you had a similar feeling when you decided, you know what, even if you're just gonna have your business and be an employee, I'm sure you had a similar scary feeling.
Yeah, I did. I just felt like it wasn't. Well, for me too, I feel like I have the job that I have the same way, not because I need it, but just because, I have it for extra income. But at the same time, I think for myself, having a family, it's kind of hard too, because I feel I need that stability, especially because everyone tells me I need that. So
And when
I
you kind
think
of do,
for
you
me,
have kids, so
yeah.
it's harder for you, but yet I think it gives you more motivation.
Like I can let it go the job now, but I feel scared. Like, what if I can't? What if my business doesn't do well and I have to still, pay for the bills and put food on the table? Like, how am I going to do that? So
Yeah,
for
because you and
me,
your
it's like,
husband share expenses, right? Like you're a two income household.
yeah, because he has a good job. It's just not like, it's a good job, it gives good hours, but it's not a good paying job. So we need both incomes, and we do work on the business together, but still, like, for us to just completely let go is really hard.
It is. So anyways, like we have to end in 2 minutes because you have to be on another call with somebody that you might have as a, within your business. But that is it in a nutshell. That's, it's just so awful feelings. And then like when I go back and forth with when I was telling you about the whole profit, nonprofit, type of businesses, how people understand how they think that a nonprofit is a bunch of like poor people who don't get paid. These people get a shitload of money. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And I wanna like later on, that's what it's gonna be about, with you. So I'm gonna end my story, and I'm just gonna talk a little bit of more what I wanna do when you when you come in as a guest. We're gonna pick. I'm gonna pick certain things, and I'm gonna talk about it from my perspective, and then I kind of want to see what you get, because you don't have like my degrees and you don't have like my experience. So I want to have like a different understanding of what you understand something is and how I understand it, and that way it's going to be like two different types of people that we can kind of like clarify certain things for, because not everybody wants to educate you. I think when someone's a little brother and they ask you for money or this or that, I think they want to make you, as a person who doesn't understand that or who's not a bit, not just that, a business person and an entrepreneur to me is two different things. And somebody who has the acumen of who studied business and who has a business, again, they could be two different people too. But I feel this is how people get taken advantage of. It's two different things. And when I was talking about like the schools and the for-profit, how they're labeled as for-profit and this and that, because they want to be seen differently. They don't get as much state money as these other schools that, and everything is different for people. But one time my friend said that she had in her community college, they would give her like 10 or 15,000 just for her. It wasn't even to pay for school. Not anybody's willing to tell you this, because we all want to cry like, I have student loans, I have this, I did this, I did that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, doesn't mean you have 100-something K of student loans and you might have 20-something K. Whatever that means, I really don't care how it means to people. But again, like, that's why I go back and forth, because I want people to have the understanding. I don't want to, like, there's a lot of scammers out there. Okay, I don't care if they're big businesses or they're not. A lot of people want to keep you at the bottom, and I just don't like that. And that is also a freedom that we have as being entrepreneurs, that you don't have to worry about exposing this type of business or this industry or saying something that you learn that's going to help somebody, because you understand that people get taken advantage of, even if they're just consumers, and they have other basically rights, for lack of a better word, and for the actual full word. So that's kind of like the conversation that I kind of want to have when I bring you, like, I know I've told you before, but I'm just telling them, that way people can understand. And it's going to be like a different, and I want to do a different legality within my business, do things a little bit differently, be a little bit more tight in it. I want to make the podcast is just something I do as self-branding, but I'm going to have more of a structure, not with the conversations, but the business side, the things that you guys don't see. I'm going to have things a little bit different. And I'm pretty sure that people don't talk about it in their podcasts, but as I build it and try to make it a little bit better, you're going to know about it.
Is it?
Oh my God. I did not just, okay. I'm not going to say anything, but do you want to end it by saying something, Megan?
Just thank you for having me as a co-host on your podcast, and it was good, because I got to learn a lot of things that I never knew before, especially with all the degrees. I didn't even know there was different types. I was just like, oh, associates, bachelors, and like masters. I didn't realize there's like other things that you can get, so it was a good learning experience for me too. And yeah, so thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. So I'm going to end it, guys, and you're going to hear more of Megan in the future. Bye-bye.